This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So check out this collision of events. We've got 1.3 million industrial robots that are going to be installed between 2015 and 2018. I guess a lot of that's already happened since it's 2016. And then at the same time, we've got California has decided to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour across the entire state. Over time, it's going to take them a couple of years to get there. But they've decided to make it $15 an hour. So basically, what they've done is they have taken the entire California economy and they have flushed it down the toilet and handed it over to the robotics companies, because every fast food company and franchise in the entire state of California, every restaurant, every McDonald's, every Burger King, every Taco Bell, is right now saying, let's get more robots, because they're not, you know, we can't pay, you know, people to roll tacos here for $15 an hour and stay in business. That's not going to work. So bring on the robots. That's going to be the mantra of the California economy. Which, of course, if you understand anything about cause and effect, is going to cause what? mass unemployment. Which, of course, you know, California is on the left coast of the country, and it's also a leftist, fascist kind of nation. And being such, the California government is economically illiterate. And by the way, I'm kind of well known for saying that the political right is scientifically illiterate and the political left is economically illiterate, right? You talk about science, you know, the people on the right that are in charge, they have no idea what you're talking about. You're talking about genetic pollution or, you know, analytical instrumentation, environmental chemicals, herbicides. They're like, huh? And then the people on the left, you talk about supply and demand, wages, you know, the job market, unemployment caused by higher wages, and they're like, huh? So California, economically illiterate. So they're going to create a wave of unemployed humans by raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. They're going to put a bunch of businesses out of business, creating more unemployment. It's just going to ripple through the economy at the same time that they're bringing in all these robots. Mm-hmm. Would you like some fries with that robot? You're going to have robots serving you at McDonald's, you know, eventually. Not next year. It's going to take a few years, but it's all going in this direction. The robots are going to be making the fries and sweeping the floors and cleaning the toilets. The robots are going to be delivering the food, driving the vehicles, driving the trucks that deliver the toxic food to the McDonald's to cook its genetically modified patty, beef, artificial beef, patties, textured soy protein, rainforest clear-cutted herbicide-grown soybean patties called Big Macs or whatever. That's, you know, it's all going to be robots as much as possible. There might be a couple of managers in there just to kind of keep the robots on a short leash, you know. Hey, you robot, 5-second rule on that patty. There's already a machine that makes burgers, makes hamburgers. It's like a hamburger making robot. But the real breakthrough is going to be when they have these humanoid shaped robots with arms and legs that can essentially do everything that a human can do. And actually more, since the California education system is so bad that most of the humans graduating from that system are also themselves illiterate and incompetent, which makes them perfect for California government. To make more horrible decisions that cause mass unemployment. So what I'm wondering is, what is California's plan for what they're going to do with, you know, 10 million unemployed young people, you know, people age 30 and under, maybe 35 and under, who used to be working at fast food. They used to be working in the factories. They used to be driving the trucks. And now, well, they're going to be unemployed. But wait a minute. Didn't they march for $15 an hour? Well, yeah, and that's why they got replaced, because when you do the math, the higher the human has to get paid, the more quickly the company can justify the monthly lease on the robot. Just do the math. Now, I know that's asking a lot if you're from California. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to insult you. Mm-mm. Nope. If you're from California, you know what I'm talking about, right? There's morons everywhere running around. And because they came out of the public school system there, and they didn't learn anything about numbers, you know? Those things that are integers, and they have digits, and sometimes they have two digits, and sometimes they have three, and it's all written in a base 10 system. Yeah, I know. It's like the first digit is just in the ones place, and the second digit is the 1 times 10 place, and then the third digit is 1 times 10 to the 2 place. And I know, because the people in California have no idea what I just said. It's just totally bypass it. So they're going to be unemployed. Because again, the employers are like, hey, if I got to pay these lazy pot-smoking humans $15 an hour, that makes it so much easier to just justify this, you know, $250,000 a year lease on this robot. Heck, the robot shows up for work on time. Doesn't call in sick every time it wants to party late. You know, the robot doesn't sexually harass the customers or the other workers for that matter. The robot doesn't whine and complain when I ask it to clean the toilets and scrub the floors. In fact, that's a floor scrubbing robot right there. It's doing its job. Robot. The robot doesn't show up for work wearing dreadlocks, and tattoos, and nose piercings. Okay, just putting that out there for those of you in California who are still trying to get a job. You know, lay off the body art just a little bit would be okay. Nothing against body art. Love that creativity. I love how that nose ring connects with the earring and just creates a bond. It's awesome. But, you know, you're trying to get a job. You might want to just leave some of that steel at home. Just saying, because the robot isn't going to bring that in. The robot's not going to use the drive-thru to sell meth to customers, right? That robot's not going to do that. Robot's not going to get caught having sex with one of the coworkers in the company bathroom, right? It's just not going to happen because they're not building the robots for that. Or maybe if they do, you might catch one of the humans getting it on with the robot one of these days in the company bathroom, but that's a different problem. Probably some kind of protection for that. You know? I'm a robot, but I self-identify as a human. You know, it's kind of like a civil rights issue. You see? A trans robot. I don't know. I don't know where this is going. My point is, economically, we're going to have a wave of unemployed who are being replaced by all these robots. And nobody, it seems, has really thought about this. What are you going to do with these tens of millions of unemployed, you know, hormone-driven, energetic, unemployed youth running around California, basically selling each other drugs and committing crimes to pay for the shoes that they need for school. Remember that story? Guy got caught broken into somebody's house, and the mom was like, "Well, how he gonna get money to buy shoes for school or clothes for school? How he gonna get money if he's not breaking into your house?" See, that's a good question. How he gonna get that money? He's gonna break into your house because he's not working at McDonald's anymore because he got replaced by a robotic system that's cheaper than his minimum wage. You see what I'm saying? That's where this is going, and no one's thinking about the answers here. I mean, you got to take that question. How he going to get his money? You got to multiply that by about 10 million. How they going to get they money? Right? And yes, I used the appropriate grammar, didn't I? Thank you. I'm very proud of that. How are they going to get they money for 10 million unemployed youth all across California? How are they going to get their money? They going to go in and just clean out entire neighborhoods. Just going to rob everything. Rob and rape and murder and molest. Whatever it takes, they got to get their money. Because they got They got no jobs. They jobs been taken by robots. That's right. So what's the answer? What's the answer to all this? Well, on a serious note, and I apologize if this hasn't been as funny as I intended. On a serious note, the answer is actually education, believe it or not. Educating every citizen of society to outperform the things that robots can do. If you've got a society full of people who are not very well educated, which is the product of the government education monopoly, let's face it, then they're easily replaceable by robots because they have no thinking skills. You see, the early robots, they'll be able to handle physical skills like scrubbing toilets and folding burritos, but they're not going to be able to do a lot of thinking. They're not creative. They're not humans. They're not intelligent. They can't plan. They can't do strategy. They can't do management. You know, they can't be engineers and architects and even physicians or naturopaths. They can't do any of that stuff. They can sure scrub them toilets, though. So the answer is to educate people so that they have skills that are valuable in a society that is full of robotic automation. Uplift people with skills and knowledge and the ability to think, the ability to be creative, the ability to create. And to do this requires a school system that isn't run by the same brain-dead government that gave everybody a $15 an hour minimum wage so they would be replaced by robots. Heck, it's almost like California is going to be taken over by robots doing the work and zombies making the laws. It's like a zombie robot apocalypse sweeping through New York with masses of unemployed and the Soylent Green trucks cleaning up, making the burgers that get delivered to the McDonald's to serve the food made by the robots, eaten by the zombies. You see how that works? It's a full cycle. We'll call this recycling. This is like a sustainable society. You know, this is the new California economy. Zombies and robots and sheeple and unemployed masses running around the city asking how are they going to get their money? That's California for you right there. No wonder employers are leaving the state like crazy, fleeing it in effect before the robots take over. They're getting away from California. And if those of you listening are joining in that mass migration away from an economic catastrophe, please don't come to Austin, Texas, because we don't want to turn Austin, Texas into another California. Thank you very much. It's already too close to that. Too much traffic, too many cars on too few roads. It's like driving in LA trying to get around Austin, Texas. It's insane. We don't want you here. Go to somewhere. Go to Phoenix. Yeah, they love you in Phoenix. It's just like L.A. anyway, no water. You're used to it. All right. So anyway, the upshot of all of this is you better be ready for the trend that's coming. This is big. Many, many manual labor jobs in our country, not just California, but all over the country, are going to be replaced by robots. And not coincidentally, it's going to happen first in the liberal cities that have raised the minimum wage first. So places like Portland, Oregon, or, you know, California, perhaps New York, perhaps Seattle, depending on who passes these laws first. Basically, what they're doing is they're creating the economic incentives for companies to bring in the robots more quickly. And it is, in fact, the lower wage states where those lower wage jobs are going to remain intact for a longer period of time because the economics just don't make sense to replace lower wage jobs with robots. Where the higher wage jobs replacing those with robots makes a lot of sense. You know, if you're paying somebody $15 an hour to deep fry some potatoes over at McDonald's or, you know, make some fake onion rings over at Burger King or whatever, I don't even know what they serve anymore. Seems like last time I ate there, like 15 years ago, they had fake onion rings. I don't even know. But whatever, it's going to be Soylent Green patties, burgers, artificially genetically modified, textured vegetable, soybean, glyphosate-contaminated GMO patties, you know, burger patties and artificial onion rings made by robots and served up for you, you know, for you to eat and become diabetic. And the entire California economy will be basically pharmaceutical companies selling drugs to the sheeple and the zombies because they've been eating the toxic food made by the robots. So good luck with that. We'll see how that little apocalypse works out for you there in California. And when I say California, I'm referring to Southern California, by the way. You know, the L.A. I'm not trying to malign the entire state. I love Northern California. And I even like the people of Northern California. And even Central California, for that matter. Sacramento, some of the people, not so bad. But L.A. When I say California, I'm really referring to L.A. And maybe San Diego to some extent, but mostly L.A. So just want to be clear about that. That's L.A. is going to be the zombie, sheeple, robot apocalypse, you know, economic collapse, Soylent Green trucks running 24/7, Skynet Terminators running the cleanup phase of the last chapter for humanity in the desert. You know, the desert will reclaim L.A. from the humans after they're gone. Basically, we're talking Terminator, part four. That's what we're looking at in L.A. That's pretty much the scene. And maybe you can still get a Whopper and a Big Mac if you're lucky. All right, everybody, I hope this was not too terribly unfunny and at least somewhat useful. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And sounds like I've had too much to drink, but I don't even drink, so I don't even know where this is coming from. I'm just laughing so much because everything is so stupid these days. It's just, I'm just watching societies commit suicide, and it's beyond being able to warn them. It's just like, here they go, you know, just running over a cliff, taking the whole state with you. Good luck with that. You know, it's crazy. Anyway, check out my website at naturalnews.com. Take care. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.